Yeah, I got mine.
Ooh.
Your big news?
Did the one-handed open? Yes.
Your big green on the stock market?
I believe so. Shall I just say it now?
Yeah, sure.
So, I was like, oh, I got a Red Bull click and collect order. Go get myself a backpack, you know? You know how it is. I need a new bag. Strand bags fucked me on the other one.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking in. I go to the click and collect. It's got like a designated counter. No one there. And I can see they're all like serving customers. I'm like, oh, you know what? Instead of just sitting here, I'm going to go walk around, see what I can find. Found a pair of footy shorts and a Nike t-shirt, both on sale. I'm like, thank you very much, kind sir.
Amen.
Taking those with me. I go up to the counter. Pretty lady there. I start getting nervous.
How pretty? Describe her.
She's got quite a few tattoos. Like she's like short, kind of like long black hair, glasses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that paints a good enough picture.
No, it does.
And I go up to her and I'm talking to her and I see a tattoo on her arm. And I'm like, that looks like the Fullbring symbol from Bleach. I'm like, that could be. So I'm like, fuck it. We roll the dice on this one. So I'm like, oh, that's a cool tattoo. And I'm like, is that from Bleach? And she's like, oh, yeah, it is. And she's like, do you watch Bleach? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then we started talking about the new season of Bleach. And then she's like, oh, I'd love to talk some more. What's your number? And I'm like, damn.
Real shit?
Yeah. I gave her my number. She gave me hers.
Ah! Sorry.
Whoa.
Instagram, there was a post of a seal and it started playing music.
So, yeah. I still got it.
Damn, all right.
I still got it.
She did the moves on you.
I've been riding that high all day, I ain't gonna lie. And then I told someone about it and they called me a slut.
You are.
How am I a slut?
She's gonna, you know how in Berserk when they see hell and all of the souls are in a spiral?
Yeah.
That's like your Snapchatting girls. You have so many. You have a million women in your
You paint such a bad picture of me. You really do.
I mean, based on the snaps I have seen over your shoulder or getting on planes, that's all I need to know.
That was bad.
This dog will be on a plane boarding and he'll open up boobies. Like,
yeah.
Many different racks, many different sets.
I really hope my parents don't listen to this
episode. Not just one, but multiple. The shit's just on tap for him. I mean that in a nice way.
I feel like I'm very red.
No. You probably feel red. You look a little red.
I feel really warm now.
Oh, so she has your number.
Yeah, and I have hers.
Oh, okay. I was going to say ball in her court.
We exchange Instagrams.
Okay.
Because that's how the young people communicate nowadays.
Yeah. I guess I don't have
it feels
soul.
A lot less formal going through like Instagram.
I don't know. I like keeping it on numbers. I don't fuck with any other social medias. I don't really like it.
Fair enough. But I like Instagram.
Yeah. There was one person.
I feel like it's a good way to message someone and also know what they're like.
Who I am yet to harvest the phone number of, and I just talk to them on Instagram.
Whose phone number?
Oh.
I've got the phone number. You want it?
Sure.
All right. I'll give it to you later.
We are on big news. I'm going to Travis Scott next week. So it will be up to Ryan that we either record next week's episode late or he just does one without me.
I mean, yeah. So when do you go? Monday?
I go Monday and I come back Wednesday.
Okay, that's easy.
So you could shoot it and put it on the drive and I can edit it on the plane because I feel like that's a good use of my time on a fucking plane.
I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's a fucking plane. What else am I going to do?
But I was also thinking, do we use that time to like catch up? Or like to get our episodes?
I think we have caught up now.
Have we caught up?
Oh, no, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
I still have to upload last week's today if I get time to do it this afternoon.
Yeah.
But Travis Scott is going to be sick. I hope he does apple pie.
Yep.
I think the odds that he does are low. And that slot in the set list is just going to be a random song.
Very interesting. Monday you go to see Travis Scott and then I go see Travis Scott.
Yeah, I see him
on
Tuesday and then you see him on Thursday?
Well, no, I leave on Friday. I see him on Saturday.
Oh, he's on Saturday. Does he have a show in between?
Yeah, somewhere.
Maybe he's doing a second one in Brisbane or a second one in Melbourne.
I mean, it might be a second one in Melbourne.
Because I'm pretty sure he has two in Sydney.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous that you get to go to Melbourne. I'm going to fucking Brisbane.
Yeah, but you're there for longer. I'm there for like...
Huh?
Aren't you there for longer?
No, I get there Friday night, leave Sunday morning.
Oh, we're there for the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Actually, I am there longer. I leave in the evening on both cases.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's not long enough to make like a meaningful Melbourne trip. It's mainly just like Travis, clubs, shop, home.
Yeah.
I don't get to see all the lads, probably.
So what my plan for when I get to Brisbane is I get there late. I get there at like 11 p.m. I'm going to go to sleep. Well, it depends what people are doing that night, I guess. If we're going out, we're going
out. Oh, you're going out. Then, on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going out.
Yeah.
And you're getting in on the evening.
Going out. And then...
Wait, you're getting in on the evening?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're it's already predetermined by everyone that they're going out.
Damn.
They're making the most of their time there.
And then, so I'm doing that. And then Saturday, I'm gonna try to get up early so I can have a full day, which will be hell. Because I was like to people, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm coming to Brisbane for like a day. And all of them are like, yeah, let's all meet up. And I'm like, I don't have
all
that
of
much
them
time.
At once, or do you have...
I don't know. I'm going to try to figure out how I can
do... You either do all at once in a friendship slurry, or you slut around and you have to like...
Yeah. Or I just see one everyone. And see no one else.
That sounds cold.
Depends. So I'm doing that, and then I'm going to try buy a concert outfit there.
Last time we tried to do that, we did not have enough time to find good ones.
Well, I think... Well, if I go early... Well, we wasted a lot of time that day as well.
Yeah, we did.
So I think I'm going to try to do that, then head there. And the Suncorp is like a 5-10 minute walk from where I'm staying. So... It's a lot easier. But yeah, I'm going to try to figure that out. Buy all that, and then I go out, and then we're going to probably go out after the concert. Go out. We want to go to that new casino that they opened. Is it Star or Crown?
It's Star. I thought they were already in trouble for something.
They are. They're being threatened to close. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know if it's understaffing or...
Yeah. So, but it's still open. Casinos are still going. The tables are still flipping.
Yeah. They're gonna flip you guys, too.
No, only time I go to casinos and make money.
One person will win and everyone else will go down.
Apart from the Crown in Melbourne.
It's part of the tipping of the scales.
Andrew, I have 100% lose rate at the Crown in Melbourne, and I've only been there once. Well, I've only gambled there once.
You know what's a cool fucking thing? Yeah. Cuphead, the video game.
Cuphead's a cool game.
I've been urged to play it again. I just haven't had the time to.
It made me angry, that game.
Oh, yeah. It makes me angry as fuck, too. But it's... satisfying.
Yeah,
well
that
in.
Is. I remember that game coming out. That was a really good game.
Mm-hmm. I wanna
didn't they also
it.
Add Cuphead to Smash Ultimate?
No, I think he's in... Oh, maybe as a costume for a Mii, I think. Either that or he's in Brawlhalla. But I don't think he's in Brawlhalla.
I'm going to search this up.
Yeah, I think you should. I don't think he got added. If he got added, it would have been as a costume for a Mii. The fuck? Your Siri wants to fuck you.
What? Why would... Why?
Did you not hear the way she just said, uh-huh?
That's how Siri always goes, uh-huh.
Whoa, your Siri's horny, bro.
That's just, Cuphead's in Ultimate.
Really?
Yeah.
As a character?
Yeah.
No, he's not. Jamie, when did this happen?
Smash Bros. Appearance Ultimate.
Yeah, no, but he would have been, he wouldn't be as a playable
okay,
character.
Okay, let's go in Super Smash Bros.
He's not a playable character.
He's he is a Mii costume.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be cool. I might still
but
be
I
playing
swear
that game.
The-
If that was the case. And then next, all right, so start of November, write it down. We have two big albums dropping. We have Still Praying by Westside Gunn,
yeah,
which should be good. It's got a big, big, bulky wrestler on the cover.
Yep.
And then we got an album by IDK, which is going to be pretty good. His last one was very promising. And I reckon he will be fully blooming by this one.
All right, I'm keen.
To put you on game, what he sounds like, his song Dog Food with Denzel Curry is pretty good. Simple is also pretty good.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. He has some really old mixtape joints that are pretty good.
You know what I've truly had on repeat the past couple of days?
Mo City Flexologist.
No. ETA.
Yeah, I know you have because you just keep saying it.
It's just such a bag of salt, man.
I think I'm yet to listen to it in full. I'm also yet to listen to Thick of It by KSI in full.
I think it's also like, it was big when it came out, but then it's also like a thing with Jason. Jason the Ween.
What did he do? Did he hang out with the band?
No, he did like, there's like a clip from one of his streams of them like jumping around, listening to ETA. And then ETA recreated it. And now ETA is back at the top of the K-pop charts.
Is Jason the Ween, is he cool? He seems awkward. Is him being awkward part of his thing or do I have
the
wrong read of him?
I think yeah, of all the streamers, I find him the most likable.
Is he the most real?
In a way, yeah. I also find him one of the funniest. I think he's just funny. Because he's just awkward.
Real streamer.
I also want to buy a booster box.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, all the boys were talking about booster boxes last night.
I was present, and you said you would give me all of your money when I go to Japan so I can get you. Do you want an English one or a Japanese one?
I don't know. I think a Japanese one would be sick.
Are you... Is this for the purpose of selling them to make money or just to try and get good card?
I think it just depends on what I get.
Because some of our friends keep box so they can sell it later for more money.
It was very funny. I got this TikTok of this girl with her portfolio of Pokemon cards.
Mm.
And she's like, damn, money's tight this week. So she just goes through and finds like two cards and then sells them.
Jesus Christ.
And they were like $400
each.
That's
how I am when I want to buy things on Steam. I'll like sell my old Counter-Strike or TF2 items to buy a game.
Yeah,
I don't have any more TF2 items for that reason.
I've got nothing that's worth that much.
Oh. I only like buying cheap games.
I think the most expensive skin I have in CS2 is like $13.
Oh, also, I feel really bad. I got Grant to get Tekken 8.
Oh.
Ages ago.
Oh.
And he'll keep asking me, when are we playing? And I'll be like, I haven't bought it yet.
Oh, no.
And recently I was like, hey, re-download Counter-Strike. We'll be playing that. And he's like, okay. And then he later tells my sister jokingly, I don't know. I don't trust your brother. he got me to get Tekken 8 and he's telling me to get Counter-Strike again now. But we're still yet to play Tekken 8. And I feel really bad because I did at the time want to get it and play it. I still do. Yeah. It's just like buying a full price game. God, I sound like such a dick.
Yeah.
At the time, I had the ability to buy full price game and not. But with all these trips coming up, I've been like, I need to save.
Yeah,
it will happen, Grant. I promise, it will happen.
Games are just so much, brother.
The problem is now that when we do verse, he's going to be experienced and he's going to whoop my ass because he plays a lot of like traditional fighting games already as it is.
Right,
he grinded Mortal Kombat.
Just the fighting games make me so angry, man. They make me so angry.
I'm going to see if I can find a controller in Melbourne. On this trip, see if I can find two GameCube controllers.
I'm just looking at my Pokemon Elite Trainer box right now, and I kind of want to see what cards are in it.
You can see it?
It's behind the laptop.
What? I didn't know you had one.
This is from like 2 years ago.
Have you opened it yet?
Yeah. It's where my...
Oh, okay. I thought you had a booster box. Where my hose
came from.
Okay.
Like, here are all my sleeved cards.
Bro has sleeves. I've never.
They come with sleeves.
The booster boxes come with sleeves.
The trainer.
Oh, this
boxes
thing.
Do, yeah.
Okay.
And they're not
right.
Like solid sleeves. They're just like a little.
Do you
plastic.
Buy them? Do you normally buy sleeves? I've never bought one before.
No, I usually never. Like this is like the first one I've actually like looked after. This is the most expensive card I own.
Really?
It's
$50. You have a gay trainer.
Yeah, I got Rainbow Brandon. Well, it was $50 2 years ago. I don't know what it is now.
I mean, you'd assume it would go up unless people buying new boxes because of like homophobic things. Because
Luke went through this a couple weeks ago and he's like, this is kind of shit. And okay. I was like, damn, Luke.
I mean, you may have just not gotten any good pulls.
Then there's a bunch of other cards here that aren't in sleeves.
I reckon this is a great audio experience.
Yeah, no, I've got to. I just wanted to look at them.
Well.
Oh, now they've all fallen like apart.
Yeah, they're not... Well, you kept sifting through them, and I was just like,
it's currently, for a visual perspective, on my couch, it's like pickup 52.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's, yeah. Well, my album of the week is by Danny Brown. It is Hot Soup.
Yeah.
It's some old school. It's from 2008. Old school. Boom bap.
It's warm as shit.
Bro's got bars. It's warm in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. We can put up with it. It's only been 17 minutes.
I just got a thing from Election Queensland. Early voting is now open.
Yeah, it's open.
It opened 2 days ago.
Good tracks. Dance, What Up Though, Sitting So High, Reservoir Dogs.
I don't know if I've given this album. I don't think I have given this album.
No, Succeed. I can probably tell you.
Play With Earth, 0.03
no,
from
you haven't.
Wave to Worth. I like it. It's very
good.
Chill.
I think it was, you mentioned it to Ben and it was his, I think it was in his super fan for that week.
I think it was, yeah, I saw it. I got complimented on my super fan.
Yeah, you had good range on it.
Yeah. Last week I was just Catfish and the Bottlemen were doing something for me. And then that's that.
Yeah, I listened to The Balcony.
Yeah.
It holds up.
It's good.
I think I still like The Ride more.
Yeah, I think I do prefer the
because
ride.
The whole track listing up until the last song is so good.
Yeah. Low punny.
I tell you what.
What?
So there's, fuck, I completely forgot. I'm trolling. I'm so mad. There was some big news I wanted to talk about and I'd been thinking about it for a while and how to articulate talking about it. And I just fucking forgot it on the way here.
Damn. Yeah, you kept on saying big news day, big news.
Yeah, I fucking hate it so much. There was something.
Yeah.
And now I'm just really mad at myself. Will it be on trending? No.
Yesterday, Sawali officially arrived at Waratahs and Wallabies camp.
I mean, I guess that's news.
That was cool to see. That's been like 2 years.
And that means he's leaving the Roosters?
Yeah, he's been released by the Roosters.
Great, that's going to get worse. I don't know how they made it to top four, honestly. They made it to top four, didn't they? I think
the AFL trade window also just closed.
Oh, yes. You were talking to me about that. Was it last week? Oh, no. You were talking to me about it yesterday at uni.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Next week is a lecture recess. I can actually catch up on my coding because I am behind as fuck.
I don't think Bailey Smith ever went to Geelong. But... his Bailey Smith's contract ends on the 31st of October. So he'll just be able to walk.
Yeah, he says he wants to go to Geelong.
Yeah. And Geelong were like, oh, yeah. Well, Geelong were like, oh, we'll give the Bulldogs some pick. I can't remember. And the Bulldogs were like, no, we're not fucking taking that shit of a pick for Bailey Smith.
But now he's just going to go there.
Well, theoretically, any club could now draft him.
Ah, yes, yeah. That's what the news people were saying. You're right.
Whether another club does, probably not. So the Geelong could basically just get him for nothing.
Dude, look, okay, when you guys were talking about Pokemon boxes yesterday and I was looking at all the rare, cool ones Luke was posting,
yeah,
I swear the odds on getting them have to be like a CSGO knife. Like, the odds have to be not good.
Yeah. And we were just looking at all the good ones.
And you are only looking at the good ones. Like, I get that you can judge the price of a box based on, like, the rares and the cool ones in it. But surely some of the value has to come from the commons as well.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean, because now you look at it and you see how much is shit.
Because, like, a box of good commons is hard.
And this is just a trainer box, and there are so many... Sorry, I just burped into the mic.
Bruh.
It just went back up my nose. Ugh.
Is this game even fun to play if you play it as a game?
Oh, I had fun when I played in, like, year six.
Because you need so many energy cards.
Yeah. Well, you build decks with just, like, you kind of focus it around, like, one or two.
Yeah.
But I don't think we ever played it properly.
I'd be down to play it. I think it would just be expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't have any cards saved. All the cards I've ever saved get put in a rubber band and then disappear into the ether.
Yeah, I wonder where all my old cards
are. And I never even knew sleeves were a thing until I, like, stopped caring about them.
Well, yeah, you got all like the you got like the proper top loaders, which are the hard plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
We just
played with them. Our school did not have sleeves. Did you guys have sleeves at school when you?
No.
Okay.
We just raw dogged it.
We fucked up cards.
Yeah. So many cards.
I got in trouble once for a card heist. Dude, I once stole someone's entire Mighty Beans collection. And they like searched everyone's bag in the whole class.
But the big thing at our school was Matthew McKinley stealing someone's fucking ho-ho.
Did I say 23 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 21.
Ah, we'll leave his name in it. We'll leave his name in it.
Yeah, he stole someone's ho and then never admitted, and then Pokemon got banned.
Future is back in the studio again. Again. He's going for album number four this year, perhaps. Hello? Oh, what year was it he made his, like, mad run? Was it 2016? When Future dropped those fucking albums? I think it was 2016. 2012, 2016?
Yeah.
Kanye, have you seen Kanye's snippet for Bully?
No, I have not.
He is singing and it actually doesn't sound like absolute trash.
Ooh.
It sounds perhaps listenable. I think. I don't want to get my hopes up because it could all just be bait. It could like be Vultures 1 where there's only like two good songs on the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait. But perhaps the nitrous didn't go straight to his brainstem, perhaps.
That would be good.
Even though I feel like it's very likely it probably has.
That would be nice
has.
If that hadn't happened.
I mean, for his fucking health and his sake, that would be good. There's so much bad shit coming out about him. Did I talk about that last week? One of his old assistants has alleged that she was abused at a Diddy freak-off by Kanye.
Damn.
And then they were, it was such biased reporting because the photo they attached of her was her in like a bikini and it could barely hold her shit together.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just like, bro, you could have easily found a better picture.
Yeah,
like,
there
come
is
on.
Definitely a better picture than that.
And then Kanye with his fucking, I don't know what you call it, his prison wear vultures garb.
Yeah, looking kind of scary.
Looking like almost looking like he's wearing a trash bag, but it's actually a shirt.
Looking like a supervillain.
But I don't know. There's hopes for him to salvage the tattered pieces of his musical career.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm saying it's very unlikely.
Unlikely, but maybe.
Coming back from Vultures 2 is a tough, it's like Summit Everest. Very tough.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, well, it was the West Side Gun, the RDK. There was something else coming out. I'm not going to say ASAP Rocky because that's a given, or Frank Ocean because neither of those albums are ever coming out. Oh, I hate it. Denzel Curry, I can't remember. There was something. There was definitely something.
I'm trying to find.
Passed away. Car.
Yes. You told me about that yesterday, yeah.
Rest in peace. There were people same day of his death trying to sell his vinyls for like $800 to $1,000.
Damn.
Which they were not before his death.
Yeah.
People just trying to get that quick buck off someone passing away. Which is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it is a bit of a dark practice.
You know, I don't know what sort of sucker would be buying those, though.
Oh, there'd definitely be someone.
Oh, some crazy collector, bro. I feel like real fans don't need that. They're just happy to fucking listen to his shit on distribution to help out his family or the label. Or just fucking burn that shit onto a CD. If you're a real fan, you know, you don't need the full collection of wax.
Yeah, real, burn that shit on? Goddamn.
Make your own mixtape, old shit. But yeah, I've been meaning to listen to his shit for ages, and this is a good enough. Why not now?
Yeah, fair enough. And then so now
he has bumped up the priority list on my album listening list. Someone was telling me about a TV show or a movie. Ah, it was a movie, and I was like, yeah, I can add that in on my 100 movie list that I'm yet to even like touch the first movie on. I'll get around to it.
I've got so many TV shows I need to continue watching or start watching.
I swear he said that a week or two ago.
Bro, it's bad. And I haven't watched any of them.
Maybe that just means you're being productive in other places.
I'm not really.
Oh. Well, my album list is ever growing, but I'm chipping away at it. But I find I have less and less time to actually listen to things.
Yeah. You know what takes up all my time?
Jorking it?
No.
League of Legends? Oh, read it. Yeah. I mean, that was an obvious one.
I gotta stop reading so much.
Ooh.
Bro's looking at his roster.
I am looking at my roster. I got my shift changed by half an hour tomorrow.
Half an hour more, half an hour less?
Half an hour less. He was like, do you want to take the evening off? And I'm like, and he's like, in brackets, say yes. And I was like, I'm going to say no because I like money. He's like, fine, I'll ask someone else. And then he sent me like three of the money with tongue out sign emojis. Like money on the eyes and on the tongue. And I'm like, that's right.
I rate it.
I need the money. I'm going to be chill for all these trips, but I would like to be a bit better off than chill.
Fair enough. Yeah, when I went to work Monday, they're like, oh, we've accidentally given you extra hours through the week. Do you want to sleep them off? I'm like, no.
Because they contractually give them to me. I think since I'm part-time, I have to keep them once they give them. Unless something strange happens.
Well, I don't. If they're outside of like your normal hours, you don't. That's the point.
If you were in the Pokemon universe.
Oh, God, okay.
Would you, wait. Are you allowed to throw the Pokeball at trainers?
No.
What does it say? It just says you can't do that.
Yeah, I just don't think it doesn't work.
Would you design a Pokeball to throw at trainers?
No, because why would I want to capture a trainer in a ball?
That's a very good question. What if you have beef with someone and that's the only way to make them stop?
Because I'd rather fuck up their Pokemon, ruin their lives in front of them than...
Nah, that's weird.
You want to put a man in a ball.
Yeah, because I don't want to fight him because I know I'll hurt him. So I'd rather put him in timeout.
Are you ever going to release him?
Yeah.
After
he's like learned his lesson.
Yeah, how long's the lesson?
Like, I feel like an hour is long enough. Did you think I was going to do it for days?
Yeah, I thought you were just going to keep him in there.
No.
Indentured servitude.
I put Will in a Pokeball until he figures this shit out. Like Gojo in the prison realm.
That'd be a long time.
He was mad because oh, Scott was asking if he can come on the podcast. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll just ask Ryan. And Will's there and he's like, what the hell? I have to ask both of you. And he can just ask you. And I'm like, well, I'm still going to ask Ryan. And then Scott's like, oh, I'm coming on anyway.
Scott's just going to come
in. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to ask Ryan, but you can, yeah, if you want, whatever. And he's like, fuck yeah. And he's like, is True even on? And I was like, True was on last week. And he's like, oh, I don't want to go on now.
Yeah. Scott on the podcast would be something.
Scott on the podcast, he's like, can I say anything? And I'm like, well, yeah, I'd have to censor out anything horrible. And he's like, oh, fuck yeah. So I don't know what he wants to talk about. Because I don't know what much, we can just talk about fucking, what, fishing and cars.
That's in like a deep, dark path.
What?
With Scott.
Yeah, we'll just talk about crazy hypotheticals.
Yeah.
So,
Scott always got some shit to say.
Would you think Australia, actually, that's a stupid question. I was going to ask you how different Australia would be if the, like, police would shoot as many people as the Americans shoot.
Ah.
It'd probably be bad.
Yeah.
If the, the police shot people.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the context clues and say that'd be bad.
Yeah. Why are police in America so shit then? It's easy for Australian ones to do their job.
Eh.
Comparatively.
They got different, like, powers, I believe.
You reckon?
Yeah. Like, oh. American police have more, like, authority.
Really?
Yeah, they've also got, like, more, like, they've got, like, less steps to discharge, towards discharging a firearm. There's also a difference in,
firearm culture.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I was,
like, I don't think an Australian cop is going up to a random person and be like, this guy's going to shoot me, or could shoot me.
That's a very good point. I wouldn't have any respect for a policeman if I was in America.
Yeah.
Because they're all like Chief Wiggum.
Chief Wiggum is such an interesting...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all Chief Wiggum. They just don't all have blue hair. That's the only difference.
I think the issue is I'd probably respect them out of fear, which isn't what your police should be.
No.
You shouldn't respect them because you fear them.
Yeah, that is some Nazi Germany type shit.
You should respect them out of fear. You should respect them because they serve and protect, but they usually don't. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Respect Australian police are usually chill.
No, they're normally very nice.
You do get some dickheads.
Although one of the few police I have conversed with was an asshole, but I think it was because it was 3 a.m.
Yeah. Was it like 3 a.m. in like the nightclubs?
No.
Oh. Okay, fair enough.
It was to do with a domestic violence case.
Damn.
And they clearly didn't want to be there, or they just didn't care. I don't know.
Just a bit fucked up.
Yeah. I wasn't even part. I was a third party to it all.
Damn.
I was just about, and they were fucking dickheads.
Where was about?
I was about. Well, I didn't want to be up at 3 a.m. either, but if they're rostered to be on that late, I don't know. They probably shouldn't be fucking...
Yeah.
If they're on the night shift, I feel like you should sleep accordingly so you're not a prick, but whatever.
From the night shift. Don't be a prick about being on the night shift.
Mm. What song are you most looking forward to for Travis Scott? Considering that... assuming he won't have any guests on. So if it's a song with features, you'll just have the backing track and he'll be like saying a sentence or two per bar, per verse.
I mean, like, it's basic. I think My Eyes would be good.
That's a good point.
Nightcrawler.
Oh, has he been doing Nightcrawler?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, has he been doing Antidote too then?
I don't think so.
That's a big fucking song for him. Dude, on one of those stupid TikTok lists of like 10 hip-hop songs you've forgotten about, Nightcrawler was like the first one. It's like, what the fuck does this mean?
Who's forgotten about Nightcrawler?
I don't know. I don't know many songs that you just forget if you're like if you're a hip-hop head or if you're a music fan. I don't know about forgetting songs. I still know, like, bar for bar, a lot of the, not if not all, the Hilltop Hood songs, and I haven't listened to them in a while.
Maybe I'm most keen for Fiend.
Really?
I think I'm fiending for more.
Are you in the mosh pit?
Nah.
Are we in the mosh? I don't know if we're in the mosh. No, we're probably not.
I don't think Carl got mosh pit tickets because he thought he'd be in the mosh pit by himself.
No, his ex bought them.
Yeah.
Before they...
The size of both of them in the mosh pit, okay. I think they would have died.
Nah, we'll just break into the mosh pit. Be ready, Seckies. Be ready, Bouncers.
Damn.
Me and Carla hopping the fence.
And then you get shot.
And then we'll be shot. We're going to be made to put our heads against the ground with our hands behind our heads. And then they're going
to fingers
like,
interlocked.
Fingers interlocked. And then they're going to blow our brains out live and broadcast for everyone to see. They're going to be live streaming it on Instagram. We get the shooter's POV.
And it's going to be 40 years later. I'm going to be going through Reddit and I see a live leak video of you and of Carl having your head blown off.
And a single tear will...
I'm playing Reddit 50-50.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot that existed, yeah. Bro. Reddit 50-50 was so crazy. Funny. Because, oh.
It's like, hey, here's other... A video
is that
of
still a,
a
thing on sub... Is that still a subreddit?
Definitely.
Does, is it still active?
Definitely. I don't want to look it up.
Go check out that Reddit 50-50 shit.
Maybe
I remember
don't.
Watching YouTube videos for it, and it was so stupid, because whenever they got the bad ending...
It'd just be blurred.
It would just be blurred, or and a then black them screen. Freaking out.
Like
oh,
it, it's
oh,
either, for those who don't know, it'd either be like, oh, you click this link, it's either going to be a cute puppy or a man being beheaded by ISIS.
Yeah. It was real shock. It was just a shock game.
Yeah.
But that reminds
maybe that's
me,
why we're all so fucked
I haven't
up.
Looked at this image yet, but I, if you Google it and go to Urban Dictionary, you can read the description of the image. Have you heard of Tub Girl?
Yeah, you had it on your phone yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
I didn't read the description and I didn't want to.
The description is, well, I'm going to describe it now.
Oh, God.
It is a overweight woman in a bathtub.
Yep.
With her legs in the air and she is shitting onto her own face. Like in an arc. And the shit is like orangey, browny, yellow, liquidy. And my guess is that it inspired the photo of Kim Kardashian popping the bottle of champagne onto a glass that was on her butt and it like arcs over the air. Have you seen that image of Kim Kardashian? It broke the internet, quote unquote. I think that was inspired by Tub Girl. Because it was so groundbreaking, but then apparently Tub Girl was first. So like, well, it's not groundbreaking anymore and it's just like taking inspiration. I have to keep steering while you do whatever you're doing over there. You're like either laughing or you're crying. So Kim Kardashian came after Tub Girl. The egg came before
man,
the chicken.
Man, I miss what this podcast is about music.
We were literally just talking about music. Anyway, if you're interested, you can find Tub Girl on the internet. I don't know why you'd be interested.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Did you like how I brought it back to Kim Kardashian with the champagne bottle?
You just kept on going.
Well, do you know that image?
Yeah.
It's a crazy image. Apparently, here's the actual tea on the Kim Kardashian thing. That was designed by some fucking photographer. So maybe the photographer was the same guy in both instances. Tub Girl's dead, I'm pretty sure, if you were wondering. I don't know if it's because of the what was happening in the photo or not. But I don't know. Did you know scat kills? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can die from...
Yeah.
Yeah. I was aware.
There's another internet shock thing I could talk about, but I shouldn't.
Yeah, okay, let's stop. Okay.
I shouldn't.
I want something else than internet shock. I feel
it's
sick.
Like a video of four people and they're all dead because of the video. I haven't watched it. I've only read description on
oh,
it.
I know the video you're talking about.
Swap.
Yeah. I remember when I used to be able to just hear this shit and be like, yeah, that's
yeah,
fine.
Everyone, check out swap.avi. I think the only way to download it, or you have to go on a dodgy website to watch it, or you have to torrent it.
I remember talking about it once with Matthew.
Really?
And I'm like, it's really fucked up. And then I was like, I never want to see it. And then he sent me images of it. Like,
oh, yeah, okay. So if you Google it, on a safe website, you can see on a forum, like, screenshots of it and, like, someone talking about what's happening.
Yeah, I think that's what he sent me.
Yeah. I there was a period of time where I was linking that page in the chat, but I was, like, scrolling past all the images because they're so fucking weird and gross.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Yeah, if you've somehow stuck around after all that and you're one of my relatives, go away.
Go away.
Go away. You're not meant to be here. That's edgy teen chat, bruh.
From about 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's old shit. That shit from the... That's relics of the past.
This is the shit I would learn about in middle school.
From the... learn about in school is crazy.
Well,
no,
I
know what you mean.
Am I wrong?
Today, History 101, Tub Girl.
Maybe the kids will be all right.
The kids will not be all right.
The kids.
Hit up Year Zero by Billy Woods. It'll teach you all about how the kids are not all right.
Every little thing.
We fucked it all up.
Is going to be all right.
Going to have to start again.
Yeah.
I don't think the kids
I feel
will be
sick
right.
In the stomach now.
From what I talked about.
Yeah.
I said all that on a full stomach from lunch.
Good for you. You're just built different.
Well, I mean, I'd already been talking about it earlier in the week, so I was ready for it. No, you were there. You should be ready for this. Didn't I read the description out loud in front of you?
No.
Like the very well-worded, high vocabulary description of Top Girl to you?
No.
Oh.
I think I put my earphones in at full volume.
You lame as hell.
Yep. And I'll do it again.
Interesting.
But, League of Legends.
Yeah, I play Gangplank only now. I'm a pirate, man.
I found my character that tickles my brain.
Who's
Gwen.
That? Gwen's oh, what fun. The hell? That means I have to play GP mid.
Gwen's fun. You just snip, snip.
Oh, wait, can she jungle?
She can.
Is she good in the jungle?
She's not bad.
Okay. I think after not putting any money on League of Legends, I want to get the Gangplank, the Betrayer skin.
That is, I think that's a skin yeah, worth buying, in my opinion.
The barrels and the sword look so cool.
I think that is one of his best skins.
Yeah.
I think I've got FPX Gangplank.
That one's not bad.
But I don't play Gangplank, so...
Kind of, it has been so hot recently.
Yeah, it's just warm again, man.
Like, we went on a walk on the Strand and I'm dead.
Yeah, well, I was gonna ask you about that later.
What?
Because I got a snap from Elise at the Strand, and I'm like, okay. And then, I was like, oh, I wonder if Mitchell's at uni. I might go into uni. And then I saw you also at the Strand.
I was at the Strand.
And I'm like, oh.
Did Carl not invite you?
Oh, were you with Carl today?
I was with Carl today.
Oh, okay.
So I had jokingly been like, Carl, I'm going to be at your house maybe to take photos of you.
Candid photos.
On my film camera. Yeah. And then he called me at 10 when I was coming out from the camera shop with Ben. He was like, where are you? And I was like, oh, this was in the timeline where I've like, when it was not going to happen and I'd forgotten about it. But he didn't pick up on me saying it would maybe happen. He just remembered me saying, I will be outside your house.
Like, yep.
Yeah. And I was like, he's like, are we going? And I was like, yeah, I'll come pick you up. Soon, I forgot. And then on the way there, he snapped me and was like, I'm inviting Elise because she is around the corner. And I'm like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
He didn't invite you?
No.
Were you busy?
No.
It was really hot. it was really hot. Just letting you know. It was like really hot out there.
I don't fuck with Carl anymore.
I mean, did you ever?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I would have had to. I've known him for.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
A long time. Longer than you and I don't get invited. Oh.
Do you want to get your portrait taken after this?
No.
I'm just thinking about a place to... Okay. Well.
Damn. Where would we do the portrait?
I don't fucking know. We have to find a bunch of vagrant children and then you just like stand in front of them.
What?
And they don't really like look at the camera. They just continue vagranting about.
Why?
Do you know what vagrant means?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
But why?
I don't know. And then you're looking at the camera all sad. And the...
I don't want to take this portrait.
And the... Why not?
I don't want to
No, the children
portrait.
Aren't a part of it. They're just in the background.
Well, they are a part of it. They're in the...
Well, no. Like, they're not facing the camera. They're just like vagrant. They're milling about.
Where are we going to find all the vagrant children?
On the streets. There'll be like a pack of 20 of them just doing nothing. Scaring the locals, they will be.
Scaring the hoes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
By JPEG Mafia.
That's included. Hoes would be a part of the locals as a singular, as a plural.
Get that microphone in your fucking gob.
Oh. My bad. Yeah. I was too busy thinking about how you're going to have a photo with the children.
I'm good. I don't need a photo with the children.
Okay.
I'll have to deal with the children at work.
Or maybe out in front of that big grassy field around here.
We go take one at the. We go take one outside the voting booth.
No, that's cringe as hell. Actually, in one of those random alleyways in this weird fucked up suburb of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a good framing.
Oh, yeah, those. Yeah, alleyways, yeah. Yeah. There's one right around the corner. No, there's a couple, actually. I've been walking through all of them recently on my walks.
Yeah. Are they all the same?
And Mitchell doesn't want to come on walks with me.
Yeah, I do.
My life is so hard. It makes me so sad.
You live far from me.
I live 15 minutes.
That's far from me.
Get on your bike.
That's even worse, cunt. It's so hot.
You've done that ride in like 10 minutes.
I have, when it's not this hot. Eh?
Sweat it out.
Yeah, whatever. What's my schedule like this week? Perhaps.
Are you working tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Tomorrow's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
I finish at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
I can do a Sunday evening walk.
You want to come up Castle Hill?
No, let's do it here.
Oh, okay. Wait, is this the walk to Mount Louisa?
Well, there's a couple different walks we can do.
Okay. Sounds good.
I like them.
Oh, my eyes hurt. They're nice and chill. I keep rubbing them. I won't stop. I'm going to rub them until my eyes are all gone.
Eyes rubbed out.
Yeah, I have to put in contacts later today. It's going to fucking suck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got touch.
Yeah, I got Oztag.
That's it, Oztag.
We drew last week, and it was probably one of our best games ever, even though we had a draw. Like, we've had wins, but we've only ever beaten teams by, like, landslides.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. We drew. This team was, like, good, and we, like, matched them evenly, and we were very close to winning, but we just ran out of time, and the siren ran at the end, and we didn't complete the last set to score, but it was good effort. I have very big hopes for this week. Carl is subbing in for Julian because Julian's legs hurt.
That's right. I remember seeing this.
I don't know. I understand the legs hurting, but like...
Yeah, it's a bit of an odd excuse.
His legs should be able to recover well. His whole shit is exercising.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe he's wanted to hit a hard leg day because he's had to skip a bunch of them because of Oztag. If so, that'd be really funny.
He didn't like me making fun of his car tire blowing up. He doesn't like it when I keep making the joke.
Didn't he make a joke himself about it, about how his car tires are all different? Or was that you?
No, that was not his joke. That was him being angry at me.
Oh. No, he made a joke about his car tires being different on the front and the back.
Yeah. And then he got angry. He's like, you keep making the same joke over and over again.
Oh, my car tires that is what happened, yeah.
And I was just like, damn.
I mean, he himself has talked about how it's a shitbox and how's going to sell it soon. So, like,
I mean, hey. I've invited him to 3 events and all 3 hasn't turned up, so I think it's fine to make fun of him.
Oh, yeah, he didn't go to the races.
Even Matthew has more of a hit rate.
For one of them, yeah, which is funny. I mean, Matthew is more, hell of a lot more down to do shit.
Now, yeah. Which is...
Well, do you ever want to come and play tennis or volleyball with us?
I'm in the group chat, aren't I?
Oh, are you?
I got added to it.
Oh.
And then there just hasn't been anything in it.
I hate this, man. I wish there was a way to clear, like, from group chats all these snaps, because I don't want to open them, and I never will.
Yeah, tennis. I'm in the tennis group chat.
But they don't fuck off. Oh, okay.
But not a single thing has been said.
No one has said anything recently. I think something happened 2 weeks ago, but I was at work.
The 2-snap score from Mitchell.
That sounds about right. Is there still a 2?
Yep.
Yippee.
I don't know what my snap score is at.
I don't like Snapchat. I wish I could 300,000. Jailbreak it and only use it for chat features. That would be so cool.
Damn, 300,000 snap score.
Because I don't want to see no snaps. I don't send none. I don't receive none. Yeah. And I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Snapchat's kind of just meh.
Snapchat's very meh. We're going to win this week. Are you going to record one without me next week?
I'll figure it out. I think I'll try to, yeah.
All right.
I've just got to figure out who I will do it with.
As long as you set it up easily, the editing's probably going to be minimal. So you just have to censor things out.
What if I just do it by myself?
Good luck.
I just talk.
So what you would do in that situation is like research a topic to educate about.
I do like an audio book.
No, like to have an engaging solo podcast, it'd have to be educational about something.
I do a true crime story.
We need to talk about the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, it's Zodiac Killer. Or I'll like be the 400th episode.
The molasses flood.
Yeah.
You know about that shit? I think it was in Chicago.
Yeah. Imagine talk about why Skid Row is called Skid Row. I learned about that.
Is it because of cars?
No. So it's logging. So the Skid Rows would be the streets they made very steep to have the logs skid down into the harbour.
into the heart, like into the water.
Yeah, yeah. So they could be put on boats and shipped.
So they didn't go into the water.
Well, they sometimes were in the water,
but not on purpose.
Yeah, but that's why they're called. That's why those places are called Skid Row, and because all the loggers would live around them, it was usually a bit of a destitute area.
Dude, The Adventures of Flapjack was a weird show.
What are you talking about?
You've never heard of Flapjack?
Let me look this up.
It was on Cartoon Network. It was a show about like this crazy kid and like this.
Okay, yeah, I didn't have pay TV.
This the captain is like this old man who's addicted to candy, and in this story, in this universe, candy is just like drugs.
What are you talking about? But yeah, I didn't
because
have,
like sugar is treated as a drug because it like does shit to your brain. But in that show, it like makes you crazy.
Oh no, I do know this show.
Yeah. Oh, you reminded me about that when you were talking about boats and shit. It's a good show, though. I don't know if I'd play it for my kid. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, and they don't have, like, the really detailed shots. Close-ups. Yeah.
Like, they had them like SpongeBob had them, but they were a lot more off-putting in this show.
Yeah. No, I remember that because I didn't have pay TV, so I didn't have Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember every time I went away to, like, Magnetic Island, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Pay TV.
Mm.
Then I'd just watch Cartoon Network.
What's a good sitcom? Is How I Met Your Mother a good one?
No.
Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
How I Met Your Mother is actually good in the first bit and then it falls off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think Ben loves that show and he's watched it multiple times.
Yeah, it falls off.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine I found got repetitive for some reason. I don't know.
I feel like that's a thing. That's like a pitfall.
Yeah, I didn't
sitcoms.
Like it. Like the last like 2-3 seasons.
All right, we can agree that Seinfeld is the GOAT, right?
Yeah, Seinfeld's good.
Okay. I'm trying to think of any other ones.
It's been a long time since I watched Seinfeld.
Within the same day, I had two different people, independent of me saying anything, say Two Broke Girls was amazing and Two Broke Girls was ass. Same day, two different people, not me mentioning anything. I don't know how it
never
came up
seen
in both
it.
Conversation. Have you seen clips for it? Oh, that
yeah, one. I've seen clips, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember that show being on when I was young.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what they were talking about.
Why don't we talk about the best sitcom ever, Big Bang Theory?
I have also had that same situation. Two different people,
big,
same day.
Big Bang Theory.
Either backing out on it or saying it's great.
Bro, that show always finds a way, man.
Dude, get me in a fucking writer's room. Real talk.
Talk to her?
Yeah. I mean, writing songs
I did just see
is
the
hard,
Hawk
but I
feel
like
girl.
Writing scripts is... Huh?
I did just see her on like the those weird Google. Snapchat news feed thing.
Dude, JoJo Siwa went on the talk to the what? The lesbian Snapchat.
No, the Snapchat news thing.
Oh. I hate that feature too.
How?
I don't know.
How did you get...
Whenever I... Okay. You know how people can post to the public world story of Snapchat?
Yeah.
When I see that in my... Whenever I open Snapchat, I go to the stories section and I block every single person who puts one on there.
Yep. I do that as well.
In the hopes that it will stop showing them to me.
And it never does.
I will have to block millions and millions of people because I think if you block everyone in your area, it just shows you bigger area.
Yeah.
Until eventually I'll be seeing shit from America.
I get ones from like Dubai and the Middle
East. Okay, never mind then. I hate it. There's no setting to turn it off.
Yeah.
I need to jailbreak my phone. I need to edit every single thing I download to make it perfect to me because I'm insane and I don't like shit. I don't like shit. I don't go outside. Gang album by a sweatshirt if you're sad.
Bro's in the room like a bat.
Dude, Julian still doesn't understand why I listen to sad music. He doesn't get it. It's crazy.
He's like, why do you listen to sad music when you listen to I Fall Apart or Over Now or Better Now or...
He doesn't get it. He'll be like, I had to remove Joji from my old playlist because he just keeps coming on. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's probably because of the algorithm. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And I'm like, I only listen to that shit when I'm sad. He's like, when you're sad? And I was like, what the... Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Life's about good times and bad times.
Life's about feelings.
It is about feelings. I feel like there's more feelings in music than just hype and angry.
I saw a really interesting thing with this guy whose conversation with ChatGPT.
Mm.
And he was like trying to break ChatGPT to like talk about feelings or how it feels, because obviously, but it doesn't. And then he was like to the he's like, oh, what's the point of life to it? And he had made sure it had one word answers. and it would say exploration, and then he says, give me more in depth. Like, he'd say a couple words, and he's like, ChatGPT was like, the purpose of life is the exploration and development of self. And I was like, damn.
Hmm.
That's real.
Is that the purpose? Is that how I see the purpose of life?
Well, I'd say that's the main, like, the reason for life is just really development and self, if you think about it.
I mean, yeah.
Everything you do is developing yourself for better or for worse.
I can agree with that, I guess.
I thought, damn, you know what?
I wanna explore and interpret the world, which will take time and money.
There's like the slit in my window's like got the perfect glare in my eyes right now. Stop it. I'll hold your hand. I
can't stop.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How long have we been recording for?
54 minutes.
I think we call it.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right.
You're not. Bye-bye.
Good night.